This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
I want us to briefly look at a topic this morning that says, why fathers are neglected at old age. Praise the Lord. Why fathers are neglected at old age. And I want us to know that at old age, if we want to be truthful to ourselves, a lot of fathers are being neglected at old age. That's when you see a woman going from one child's house to the other, all in the name of, I want to go and help her. I want to go and help him to look after the newly born. Fathers, it's as a result of what we have planted. It's as a result of what we have done. So we see it as a way of escape. After all, he didn't take care of me. After all, he was not there. I labored for all these children. Praise the Lord. My prayer is that at old age, you and your wife, you will sit together in the name of Jesus. My father does something. Before we got married, my father will call your husband. Hope you have a mother. If that one said yes, because I can't release my wife. Praise the Lord. And when I gave birth, I think he released my mom for just 2 weeks. And every day he was just bombarding us with calls. Hey, Taiwo, when is my wife coming? Taiwo, when is she coming? I'm already missing her. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. I want us to know that one of the reasons why fathers are being neglected at old age is because we disengage from children's activities and growth, both indoors and outdoors. I don't know where you are coming from, but here is a different nomenclature. Praise the Lord. And these are children, they know who is taking them round their destiny. Majority of us, we are not there for these children. That little drama that women put together, I've really spoken the minds of our women. Majority of us, you don't know the color of the book they use in school. You don't know their teachers in school. Parent evening is the woman that is there. One of them is going for piano lessons. Is she that is taking her there? This other one is swimming classes. Is the woman that is doing that? And you. Thank God for that. Was it 50 million? That's huge. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. So as I was saying, children know who is carrying them around their destiny. And I want us to know that. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 31. Let me read from here. There you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a father, carries his son, all the way you went until you reached this place. Can that be the testimony of your child? When we were growing up, my dad was there. Or is it only their mom's face or faces that they see? Consciously and unconsciously, drive them to places of interest. Mom might not even be there. Take them out. These are lasting memories. Don't say, oh, today I have to be at work. Tomorrow I have to be at this particular place. How many times have you engineered it this year? How many times have you taken time to take them out this year? These children, they are looking at you. They are looking at us. Majority of us, we have never showered for our babies. Never. No. It's a woman's job. You want to make food, go and meet your mom. Don't be too traditional. Huh? Majority of us, when your wife is doing something in the kitchen, you begin to press your phone. Press your phone, you watch football. You watch football. Is it? Women, am I speaking our mind? Yes. Am I speaking? I want to tell us that we must not be an absentee father. These children are actually watching us. Now, some of this care is now they need it. When they grow old, when they grow up, they don't need it. You can't imagine you as a father waiting for your 11-year-old daughter. You know, it's absurd. So it's when they are still young that they need it. Please be there for them. Now I want us to know that the child you nurture today will nourish you in the evening of your life. And one of the covering clothes for cold is children. My prayer for you is that in the evening of your life, you will not be naked in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say, my neighbor, don't be an absentee father. Look to another neighbor and say, my neighbor, don't be too traditional. We are in the UK, don't be too traditional. Now, Genesis chapter, in the book of Genesis, no, if, let me just say Ephesians chapter 31, says something. He said, and therefore will a man leave his father, a man will leave his mom. Oh, I so much love my mommy. She cooks better, she's this, she's that. That man will leave his mom, and he will cleave unto his wife, and the two of them shall become one. Another reason why men, why we can be neglected at old age is polygamy. Men, say polygamy. See, the fastest and the greatest way of you as a man losing the respect of your wife and that of your children is marrying another wife. Now, some of us, we are decent about it. Oh, I can't get married to another wife. But we have girlfriend. This is side cheek, back cheek, and here is front cheek. Anyone it may be, girlfriend, side cheek, any cheek. If your wife you get to know, she will automatically partition her children. She'll say, ah, your father, I don't know his movement these days. Oh, he will tell you he has closed from work, but now he's not yet back. See, the original marriage that God created in that Garden of Eden was monogamy. So anything aside that, you are going contrary to the will of God. And that one is like you are just on your own. And when you go through your Bible, all the episodes of polygamy, they always ended up in disaster. When you look at Abraham, in the book of Genesis chapter 16, you read the story of Abraham and Sarah, because Sarah was unable to conceive on time. He advised the husband. He said to the husband, please marry my servant. Maybe through her, the Lord could bless me. But at the end of the day, when the spirit of the woman entered Sarah, she was the one that pursued Agai out of the house. Now, at the end of the day, what happened? It led to a lot of problems to Abraham and his descendants. When you read the book of Genesis chapter 29, Jacob married two sisters, Leah and Rachel. And at the end of the day, he got married to their servants as well. What happened to the relationship caused a lot of problems. And Solomon, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 13, Solomon was their grandmaster. He got married to 700 wives and 300 concubines. I didn't know how he did it. Praise the Lord. But at the end of this, some of these women, the Bible says some of them brought strange gods into that land. They caused this heart to sweep away from God. Now, polygamy is a bad thing. It doesn't matter what your wife does at home. And women, we just have to be careful. Don't be too over suspicious. Because your husband passworded his phone does not mean that, oh, there's a side chick. Because, praise the Lord. And men, please don't password your phones. Praise the Lord. I know we are trying to protect what we have, but we have to do it with sense. Do you understand it? Now, when we get to our women meeting, there are a lot of things that we are going to be telling our women. But before I move to the next point, please, women, as a married woman, in all your learning, please learn and master the act and skill of seducing your husband. It's a marriage saver. Women, did we get that? Did we get that, women? Did we get that, women? Go and learn how to package yourselves well. So that those side chicks, and when he's seeing them, they will just be looking like log of wood. Hallelujah. I told my husband one day, I said, you, I've already passed. I said, I've formatted your brain. I said, I've formatted your brain. Everything, all your thinking has to be me. It has to be all about me. Praise Master Jesus. Now, another way why you can redeem all this is by praying for your children. You pray for your children. Pray for your children. Majority of us, we don't have a solid altar in our homes. We leave everything to our wives. And at the end of the day, children as well. If you leave your family altar in the hand of a woman, you are sinking the family. You are the priest of that home. So you have to just stand up to that responsibility. The Bible told us that Isaac blessed Jacob. These are generational blessings. Praise the Lord. Now, as I'm a woman, easily I can call my children and bless them. But the prayer of men, they go a long way in the life of the children. It doesn't come on a regular basis. They are few. Their words are few. Praise the Lord. I don't want us to be too economical with that. The Lord blessed Jacob. He blessed him. And Jacob prospered. And when Esau got there, Esau said, Father, is there no blessing left for me? And the little that the father was able to bless him with, at the end of the day, go and read your Bible, study your Bible. He was a great man. He was a great man. He was a great man. I want us to change our attitude towards prayers. Don't say, it's women that pray. They pray, they need prayer. You are the man of that house. And what will your children say about you? My prayer is that even when we are no longer on this earth, your children, God will give them the grace to say boldly that, oh, the prayers of my father is really working for me. May the Lord bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to rise up on our feet this morning. I want us to rise up as we pray as fathers. Please, Father, don't disengage from your children's activities. I don't want us to engage in polygamy. That lady, you don't have business with her. That colleague of yours that is making you to commit sin in your office, please run away from her. You don't have to be around her. The Lord will help us. And above all, I want us to change our prayer life. I want us to bless our children on a daily basis. When you wake up, bless them. Praise the Lord. I want us to pray as father and say, Father, make my children greater than me. I think that's the best prayer point a father can pray for his or her daughter. I want us to pray and say, Father, make my children greater than me. Where I fall, lift them up. Where I fail, let them succeed. I think a father is praying that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Father, we are not praying that prayer point well. Now, mothers, as our daddies are praying, I want you to be saying amen. We have been the one praying for the children. Now it's the turn of the fathers to pray for their children. As our fathers, as our daddies are praying for the children, you mothers just be saying amen. Amen means so shall it be. The two of you has to be in agreement. In the name of Jesus, Father, make my children greater than me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, make my children greater than me. Make my children greater than me. Your word said the seed of the righteous shall be great. I speak greatness into the life of my children. I speak greatness into the lives of my seed. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. By the authority of heavens, I decree that in every area we have failed as fathers, may our children succeed in the name of Jesus. In every areas we have fallen as father, Lord, may they rise up in the name of Jesus. Fathers, I decree into your life, go and prosper. So shall it be. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comment on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38-40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208-688-466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.